You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government eased COVID-19 restrictions this week, with Auckland dropping from alert level 3 to level 2.5, while the rest of the country remains at alert level 2. With the changes in restrictions, the government has advised that students head back to school. However, it has been reported this morning that schools have seen a number of students stay at home rather than returning to classrooms. Concerns have been raised about the 2.5 restrictions in Auckland, which require gatherings of a maximum of 10 people, and schools which cause a much larger number than 10 people to gather in close proximity. There is also the issue of masks not being mandatory in schools, as the only strict rules regarding masks is that they are mandatory on public transport in Auckland for anyone over the age of 12. I spoke to Stephen Lethbridge, who is the president of the Auckland Primary Principals Association and the principal of Point Chevalier School, about these issues regarding the level 2.5 restrictions in Auckland and what impact this has had on parents and students feeling safe at school and the education of New Zealand's young people. With students expected to return to school this week as Auckland has moved to level 2.5, how many students have returned and why are the numbers the way they are?
Yeah, look, we've had mixed numbers coming through across the Auckland region. Some schools are experiencing some significant decrease in the number of children returning, whilst others are at around the normal levels of absences. So the reasons behind that, we can only speculate, but I would suggest that parents are a little worried about sending children back to school in the current climate. I think the message that we've got to get across to our parents is that schools are a safe place to be.
Is it safe for students to return to school at the moment?
Yeah, look, from a school perspective, we've done everything that we can to make sure that our schools are ready and able. We've done this before. We've gone from level 3 to level 2, and we've managed that transition really well, and we're doing the same again this time.
Do you think this, perhaps this response of parents of this lockdown has been different to the previous lockdown, or is it similar numbers of students coming back to school?
Yeah, look, I think it would depend on school to school and different areas around the region in Auckland. But from our experience at Point Chevalier, we've got probably more children back this time than we had the first time, which is probably not the norm across the region.
I'm sure some people are thinking about parents perhaps and thinking about young kids and primary school students perhaps getting up in each other's personal bubbles and being nice and close to one another. How easy is it to manage social distancing and hygiene protocols in primary schools?
Yeah, physical distancing is really difficult in a primary school setting, because just of the nature of learning and the nature of play. So what schools are doing is encouraging children to maintain that distance, but we're really, really reinforcing hygiene practices. So regular hand washing with soap and water, making sure that we're keeping away from the dreaded moist breath zone, and just making sure that distance is maintained in classrooms. And our teachers are really good at reinforcing that, but kids will be kids, so that's why the hygiene practices are quite rigorous.
Currently, masks are only mandatory on public transport, and I know at least one school in Auckland has made masks mandatory for students. Do you think that masks should be mandatory for students in schools?
Well, that will be over for individual schools to decide. However, I think that a number of schools would, especially primary schools, would recognise the difficulty of having effective mask use at schools. We know kids. We know that they will be touching and readjusting their masks all the time. They'll be taking them off, putting them on again. Goodness knows, probably if someone's... my daughter made me a Batman mask, so it's got Batman material all over it. If I came to school as a child and that was there and I saw someone else's mask that looked really good, I might go and swap it. You know, this is the thing that we've got to get into our heads with kids. They do things that might not necessarily be
help.
Great for help with hygiene. So For older children, they might be a bit more capable of managing a mask regime. But for younger children, the best thing that we can do is just encourage that regular hand washing, so that their hands are not touching their face all the time.
Have you noticed, I suppose, it's quite a large developmental time in life going from 5 through to 12 or 13 at primary school. Have you noticed the comprehension of the global pandemic gets better throughout the age groups, and that older students are more rigorous perhaps in washing their hands and more able to do those physical distancing and hygiene protocols for themselves individually?
Yeah, look, that would be a generalisation. You would say generally that yeah. would be the case. But again, there's always exceptions. You know, each child is individual and different. And goodness knows, as adults, we've obviously made, you know, gone to shake a hand or gone to do something like that in previous lockdowns and times, and you catch yourself. So it's human nature that you're wanting to connect and reach out. So it does take that sort of cognitive switch to be able to say, no, this is a different time. And our kids are handling it pretty well. The thing that we've got to remember is that these children are living through something that will be revisited in history classes in 25, 30 years' time. So, you know, it's a challenge that they're going through, but like previous generations who have faced lots of challenges and kids who have been through difficult times at school, they'll get through this and they'll be fantastic. They'll come out of this okay.
Obviously, jumping in and out of lockdown. Now we've done lockdown twice, and kids have had to go from online learning back to face-to-face learning. Do you think that the education of primary school students has been affected in any sort of way by COVID-19 and the pandemic?
Well, I think that goes without saying there is definitely an effect on education. But what we've also got to remember is that there are 300 million kids in the world who are in similar situations. You know, the big message is that children will be at where they're at, and really good teachers will see where they're at and take them to where they need to be next. The thing to remember is that learning isn't a race. It's not a race. We will all get there in the end. And schooling is about year one through to year 13. So it's about that whole journey. That's a really important message to remember. No one is going to be well behind anyone else as a result.
We are midway through a couple of pieces about schools going back after level 3 restrictions in Auckland. I spoke to Linda Stewart, principal of Mayrose School, and the immediate past president of NZEI, Te Reo Roa, the largest education trade union, for the union's position on mask wearing in schools. Here is Linda. Does NZEI Te Reo Roa have a position on mask wearing in schools?
Well, I think what we say as a union is that we're not the health experts. So we are the people to talk about education and to talk about those things that are really close to people's minds around union involvement and education. However, we're not health experts. So we believe that it's around what makes people feel comfortable. So some people are more comfortable in returning to school with a mask, and some are not. So really it's that option, and it's whatever actually enables a child and their teachers and the staff that work with them to be at school or in early childhood settings.
Now, there have been reports of a number of students not returning to school following the easing of restrictions. Why do you think this is?
Well, I think it's understandable that there are levels of anxiety around the return to school, the return to being in with large groups of other people. We've moved through a very quick time in Auckland of moving into level 3. Some schools and early childhood settings will be close to places where positive testing happened, and so people are ultimately they're anxious, and they want to make the right decision for their children. I think what I'd say as a principal is that principals and staff across the country are making the learning environment as safe as they possibly can and really want to be with their children. There's nothing like having an empty school, and I tell you that over level 3, I was in school pretty much every day with a small group of children that were here and couldn't wait to see children come back to school. So we want them back at school. We're making our environments as safe as possible. But ultimately, parents make that final choice around whether or not their children come back to school. And if they've got a mask on and that's important to them, then that's fine. And if they don't have a mask on and that's how they want to do it, then that's fine too.
The restrictions around mask wearing on public transport, which is now mandatory, it's not mandatory, however, for children under the age of 12. Why do you think the government has made the decision about younger children and masks? And perhaps that has reflected into schools as well.
Yeah, I think really that, the health professionals will have made the call on this. They will have been the ones that look at all of the research and all the evidence that is there around what constitutes the effect of wearing of a mask. And I don't know about you, but I certainly know that with younger children, it's often harder for them to wear a mask effectively. It's hard enough as an adult often to wear a mask. So, for young children, they may be taking it on, putting it on, taking it off, numerous times, and that reduces the effectiveness of the mask. So I think they've made the call that they think is the most effective call moving forward.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.